Cam, as you go into your third year, how has your perspective just on the game of football changed?
It's simple. I feel more comfortable. And as I look back at the film, as I look back at, my whole overall progression, I just think, it's a level of urgency, but at the same time, it's not a level of panic. I think right now for us, or for me, it's proven that I have to play playoff football. But at the same time, it's not looking at week 16 or week 17. It's looking at OTA or mini camp practice and how can I maximize my play to elevate not only myself, but everybody around me to make them better.
And you alluded to it right there. How has your preparation changed? What have you learned in that, in the preparation for an OTA, for a mini camp, for training camp, and then for games?
I think for me, it has to be what am I looking at things for? Because it's easy for me to get sidetracked and say, well, that was a good play. All right, now let's not get jaded by the fact that was I hot there? Was the ball supposed to be out? Or was this even my right read? Or did I put myself in a bind by trying to make a perfect throw when it was another guy that was wide open? So I think for me, it's understanding what I'm looking at, why am I looking at it, and how can I make it better.
Seems like every year there's a learning curve, there's a learning process. When you look at last year, the 2012 season was kind of weird, the slow start, but then the last game, you look at some of the stats, I know you're probably familiar with these. The first 7 games, just 4 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, but the last 9 games, it's something changed. You had almost 2,200 yards passing. Almost 60% completion rate, 19, total touchdowns, and only 4 turnovers. What was it that happened during the course of last year that really redirected the entire season?
See, that's the thing, and for the most part, that's the past. And moving forward, we're just gonna leave that in the past. This season is on the brink, and it's right around the corner. We got a lot of guys that's excited about being here. It's a lot of guys that feels the urgency just like I do, and it's a lot of guys that have the aggressive mentality to say it's either now or never. But it all goes back to us not panicking as well. Coach Rivera has unbelievable trust in us, and we so do we of him, knowing that he has our coaching staff on the right page to call the right play, and it's up to us as players to execute each and every play that's called.
The corner's over man to man, but y'all are dropping the coverage.
Oh yes, that's on some of them. On sometimes the corners travel, and it's man to man. Sometimes they travel in the zone.
Yeah, I got you.
It depends on what our coverage is.
I got you.
Is that tough for you guys then?
Always.
Yeah.
You talk about the connection with the guys and guys who want to accomplish the same thing you do. Luke Kuechly seems to have developed a connection with you and the fact that you're on opposite sides of the ball, but even on the practice field, watching the two of you, not necessarily when you're on the field, but on, in the huddle or just kind of watching practice, you guys talk a lot and you talk about specific things. What is that connection that you've kind of developed with Luke? Is it based on his desire to win and his competitive nature?
A lot of things that Luke does on the defensive side is very similar to what I do on the offensive side. One, that we are both competitors. And even though I love Luke to death, I hate to throw him an interception. But I know that he's going to make me better. His desire to win is at a high. But, Luke is an unbelievable player. And most important, he's an unbelievable person. Not once have I seen Luke have that look on his face like, I really don't want to be here, even though we all have those days. Luke was thrown into a role of leadership just like me when I first got here. Playing a middle linebacker in the NFL, when you think of a starting defense in the league, you automatically say the middle linebacker is the signal caller. When you look at, who's the leader of the football team or leader of the team or the offensive side, you automatically think it's the quarterback. So for us to be, thrust in a position, whether we wanted to have that position or not, I think I'm going to speak for Luke. He did an unbelievable job with it.
It's got to be tough being you from an aspect of everything you do professionally is under a microscope. A lot of the stuff you do off the field is under the microscope. As you develop as a professional athlete and as a man as you go through this, how have you learned to kind of deal with the adversity and channel, where your energies need to be?
Well, it's not really hard. I think it's hard when you're not yourself. you know, if you get behind the camera and do things or say things that's really not you, then it's hard to hold that demeanor. It's hard to hold that persona. But if I'm around the camera and I'm me, like I'm looking in the camera and I'm joking around, that's who I am, you know, because I'm a jokester. And the things that I do, that's who I am, either on camera or off the camera. You know, when people see me that really know who I am, either my teammates, family members, friends, loved ones, when they see me in the commercial, you know, they can tell, oh, bro, you know, that's not you. You know, why did you do that or something like that? But if they see me on the field, you know, they know the same thing. So it's funny to hear different people's perspective of, you know, how my life is. But, you know, for me, I think, one, the Carolina Panthers does an unbelievable job with, you know, helping me out. You know, my family, friends, you know, marketing. Everyone knows who I am and how to manage me. So, you know, it all works out in itself.
Well, and folks who do know you, when children are involved, you're kind of almost the Pied Piper. And even what you do with your foundation, you know, the visits that you make to the school, and just here in the community, what excites you so much about kids? And you become this, you know, just this big, you know, lovable kind of guy when you're out there.
You know, when I was growing up, I really didn't have a person that I can touch and I could just say, you know what, I know that guy. Or I had the opportunity to meet him. I shook his hand. I touched him. You know, I caught a football from him. You know, with me growing up in Atlanta, with so many players or entertainers, athletes coming from where I came from, and we only got them when something happened, rather than them on the brink of their careers. So for me, I've always challenged myself. If I ever got in this position where, you know, I was on the pinnacle or when people looked up to me, I was always going to give my time and, you know, get back to my community.
Now, you say y'all going to win?
Yeah!
If y'all don't win, what happens?
It's not possible.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
Not even in the vocabulary. Okay.
Is that really what your foundation is all about? You spend time going into schools. You had the spring, the school pride day this spring over at Memorial Stadium. Is that really the genesis of those things, is to connect with those kids?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And one of the main reasons is, no disrespect, it's not for the parents. You know, it's not for, you know, the guys that want autographs. It's for I think an autograph only can go so much. But I think a conversation could go even further. Because when I sit down and talk to a person, when I sit down and, you know, just express my emotions or, you know, just give a person 5 minutes of my time, it's more than a 5 second, you know, autograph that I may give a person. So for me to go out and be touched and be talked to with, you know, just like you said, the school pride day, it was one exciting for me. You know, me jumping in the bag, me, you know, doing Simon Says, all the things that, you know, I would wish still to this day that I could be able to do. But at times, you know, it's a time and a place for everything. And for me, it's always a time and a place for me to give back, whether it's picking up trash outside the stadium, whether it's, you know, just talking to somebody walking down the street or, you know, whatever, you know, writing somebody back for fan mail. You know, I'm always open to, you know, trying to embed one, me and somebody else.